So we left off, we had taken a look at the Yesod HaTshi'i. Habitul. V'hu shetoros Moshe Azaz lo tisbatel. V'lo sovel tova me'es Hashem zu lasa. V'lo tia bo tosefes. V'lo yigara mimena. Lo bakwasur v'lo beferish. Omer lo sosef Allah v'lo sigra mimenu. V'kwa be'arnu saro'i levar b'yisod hazeh b'agdom sachiba hazeh. Remember, in Perek Tess of Yisodei HaTorah, Halacha Aleph. Dovu baru mefurash ba Torah, shehi mitzvah omedes la'olam u'olme olamim. Ein la'lo shinui v'lo giva'on v'lo tosefas. Shana ma'ez kol adama sh'anochi mitzvah eschem oso sishman lasos la'sosif v'lo v'lo sigra mimenu. So this is part of the Ma'arocha that we were discussing yesterday in the Ramban Limud. For the Chachmei Sfarad, let's say the one who explicitly comments on Bal Tosef Mal Tigra is the Rashban, the Chidushim, and Daf Tazayin. Bal Tosef Mal Tigra is Alaf. Don't add a mitzvah. Don't subtract a mitzvah. So there are lots of dinim in the Torah which are not incumbent upon everyone. L'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Tumas meis. So that love is set to konim. It's not set to the rest of the club. So there are lots of lavin which are not necessarily shava bakol. So too, baltos and baltigra, they're lavin, but they're not shava bakol either. And here, the distinction is not between Kohanim and Yisraelim. The distinction is between Yechidim and the Sanhedrin. That Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra are Lavin, which the Torah commands to Yechidim, but is not commanded to Sanhedrin. It's a love, so it's not something surprising. For the Rambam, the Lavin of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra together basically state the immutability of Torah. The Torah doesn't change. Because even if you would sort of change one of the halachas in Hechel Sukkah, so the Maisa Ashinoi really is a giron and a tosefas. You're taking away one halacha and substituting for another halacha. So even if it's sort of, you end up with the same number. So Bal Tosef Mal Tigra, and that's the context in which the Rambam is quoting. Right here, in what's the Yesod HaTshi'i? The Yesod HaTshi'i is bittul, right? The Torah is eternal and immutable. And the Rambam says that the pasuk which expresses this Yesod, the Torah is eternal and immutable, is the Sosef Olav, the Sigram Imenu. So it's not, the Rambam understands, again, obviously the Torah is eternal and immutable, so the Rashba and the Chachmei Sfarad agree with it, but they don't see that, and that's not what Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra is expressing. Obviously they agree with that Yesod. But in terms of what the definition of the Lavin of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, so for the Rambam, they're not Stam Lavin, but again, taken together, that combination of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra express the again, eternity and immutability of Torah. And that's how the Rambam consistently quotes it, just as he does in the Parashat Mishnah. So that's how he quotes the Pasuk here in Yesodei HaTorah. The question that needs to be worked out, which you again, don't have, or to a lesser extent, according to the Rashba, is as the Rambam himself goes on to quote that there are other psukim that say this also. So, lo v'shamayim hi, or eila mitzvahs, v'ein novi rashai l'chadish dover me'ata. So again, there are other makara. So the question is not, you know, where is this idea of of immutability of Torah? Where does it come from? But they're not necessarily, for the Rashba, they're not also expressed in the Lavin of Baltosef and Baltigra, but for the Rambam they are. V'hayisodo asiri, shehu yisal yodea maser b'nei odom, ve'enu ma'alim eino mehem. V'lo kedas misha omar, ozav Hashem es ha'oretz. Ela kmo she'omar, gedol ha'etza v'rav ha'aliliya, asher einecho fekuchos al kol darkei b'nei odom, ha'odom. V'omar v'yar Hashem ki rabo ro'as ha'odom ba'oretz. V'omar za'ak ha'sdom v'amora ki rabo. Harei elu morim al ha'yisod ha'asiri hazeh. So in the Animamins, and in the Siddur, so this is summarized as Shabbos Bar Shemo Yodeya Kol Maseh Bnei Odom Machshavosam Shneema Hayotze Yachad Libam Hamevin Al Kol Masehim. I don't know, this is sort of one of those cases where there's a kasha on that sort of popular rendition of the Yud Gimel Ikarim, because the way it's summarized in the Animamin, so it seems that the only sense you get is that the Yisod HaAsiri is Yediyas Hashem. In which case, the question arises, you know, did the Rambam omit Hashgacha from the Yud Gimel Ikarim? And it's clear in the Rambam itself that yes, it's true that the Yisod HaAsiri begins, Shehu Yisala Yodea Maaseh B'nei Odom, but then the Rambam says, as opposed to, that's the counterpoint to the heretical view, v'lo kedas misha oma ozav Hashem es ha'oretz. So how is yediya and aziva es ha'oretz, how is that dover v'hipucha? So it's clear, ozav Hashem es ha'oretz, a person can right, you can abandon, but be fully aware of what's going on. Right? Ozav Hashem es ha'oretz means that there's no hashkocha. It means that like Hashem Baruch Hu, he withdrew. He created the world, but then he withdrew. It doesn't mean that he doesn't know, it just means that he doesn't act on his knowledge. But it's clear that the Yisod HaAsiri encompasses that which directly contradicts this heretical view of Ozav Hashem es ha'oretz. So that's what we explained, and we sat in the Ramban also. I think we talked about it in the context of the Ramban. That again, it's hard for us to understand, but Yediyas Hashem and Hashkochas Hashem are Hainu Hach, the two sides of a coin. Again, if you would imagine imagine that a person had a koach where, I don't know, if he knew that someone he's close to, someone he wants to look out for, needs something, that just by virtue of his knowing that need would be provided for, that need would be attended to. So then that would sort of conflate Yediyah with Hashgacha. And that's the way it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Yediyah, Gufa, means what to say, and that's what we say in the Ramban, right? The Ramban says, Laman Yedaitev, doesn't just mean, oh, I keep track of everything Avraham Avinu does. You know, I have a very detailed biography of Avraham Avinu up here in Shemayim. No, Yedaitev means, it means Hashgacha. It means Hashgacha. So that's what the Rambam means by Yediyah as well. So Hashgacha is in the Yud Gimel Yikaron, but Yediyah and Hashgacha are one and the same. That it's through Yediyah, the Yediyah itself entails Hashgacha. And it's clear that's what the Rambam means as well. Yeah, okay. So the Yisad HaSiri is really, in our terms, we would call it Yediyah and Hashgacha. But if you take a look at it in the Ramban, I think in Parshas Yisro, again, just to sort of dramatize this point, it's clearly Muchrach already, but just to dramatize the point, when the Ramban talks about that there were three different Kfira Dika schools of thought. There were those, and he explains how the Esamakos came to disprove each of those and to establish the Yisela Semuna. So he says that there was one group who denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there was another group that acknowledged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but said that it's, you know, it's pasnish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Mala Mehamakom Hazman, should be aware of what happens in our world, which is constantly changing, which is always in flux. That they denied Yediyas Hashem. And then he says that there's a third that say, no, there is Yediyas Hashem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exercise Hashgacha. And as the Ramban paraphrases, that they think people are no different than Degei Hayom. So when the Ramban wants to illustrate that school, that third heretical school of thought, so he illustrates it with this pasuk of Ozav Hashem Asaretz. Because again, what Ozav Hashem Sa'aretz is a denial of Hashgacha. And the Rambam clearly is contrasting what the Yisrael HaSiri says with Ozav Hashem Sa'aretz, because again, because Yediyah here entails Hashgacha as well. That's what it means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the person. The Yediyah itself is something, the fact that the person is known as such elevates him to whatever level of Hashgacha is appropriate. Truth is in Yigdal also, it doesn't really come across. Sofer Yodes, Sorenu Mabit Lesovtov of a Kadmoso, you don't so much get the sense that it includes Hashgacha. But it does. I mean, that's certainly the pshat. Vayisono Achadoso, Shehu Yisalda, no sense, Schar the Misha Mekai Mitzvah Satorah. Umanish Misha over Alazor Seha. Vichi Hagodo Shebigmulo, Hu Ha Olam Haba, Vehechomo Shebeon Shehu Akoris, Ukwa Amanu Beinian Ze Deya Tzorech. Vehakosav Hamora Al Ayatora Zehu Omo Imtiso Hatosam. Vim ayin mecheni no misifucha veheshev lo yisala miya shechoto li raya sheyodu alo ha'oveid v'hachotei lo se schar lo ze u lahane sheze. Schar v'onash. Schar ve'onesh, and that the schar is really an olam haba. So here, there's maybe what we'll say now is an answer. I don't know. I ain't a love. The closest you find to having the Yud Gimel Yikorim enumerated in the Yad is in Perek Gimel Fechos Tshuva, when the Rambam is talking about Eilish Enen Chelak Olam Haba. So the Rambam says that amongst those are Minim, Apikorsim, Kofim B'Torah V'Kofim B'Tchias HaMesim V'Kofim B'Bias HaGoel. Again, there are others on the list, but in terms of what's relevant to us at the moment. Again, if you have, take a look in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva, Aluch Vav. Minim, Apikorsim, Kofim B'Torah, Kofim B'Tchias HaMesim, V'Hakofim B'Bias HaGoel. What are Minim? So the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, that Chamisha Hena Nikra Minim, Homesh ein sham aloka ve'ein la'olam manhig, so that contradicts the Yisod HaRishon of the Yud Gimel Yikorim. Homesh yesh sham manhig, aval heim shnayim o yeser, that contradicts the second. Homesh yesh sham ribon echad elishu hu gofu bal tmuna, contradicts the third. V'chein homesh she'ein olavado rishon v'tzua lakol, contradicts the fourth. V'chein ha'oved Eloha zulaso k'delios me'lidz v'eino v'ein ribon olamim, that contradicts the fifth. So that's where the first five of the Yud Gimel Yikorim are. Shlosh shehen ha'nikra na'pikosim halacha ches ha'omer she'en sham nevua klal v'ein sham mada shemagia me'habor l'vnei me'odam, six. V'hamakrish nevuasal shem Moshe Rabbeinu, seven. V'ha'omer she'en habor yodea ma'ase v'nei odam is 10, right? Kol echad mishlosha elu apikoros. Shlosha hen ha'kofim b'Torah. Omer she'en ha'Torah min Hashem afilu posak echad, afilu teva achas, im omer Moshe, omer m'piatma, reza kofim b'Torah, v'chen ha'kofim b'perusha, v'hi Torah sheval peh, v'hi kresh magidek, v'on tzadu g'baisos, that's 8. V'omer she'habore hechlif mitzvah zo b'mitzvah acheres, וכבר בית בוט לתורה זו, אף על פי שיועסה מן השם, כגון הנוצם בהיגרם, so that's 9. And then Kofim בביאס הגול is 12, and Kofim בתחס המסם is 13. Right? So everything is there other than 11. Right? 11 is the one that's, which seems to be missing. Yeah, the Rambam didn't change his mind about Sahavanish, right? So the question is, so what's pshat here? So obviously, again, there is a difference in how the Rambam is counting them. The same way we saw there's a difference that here in Hilchos Tshuva, he counts kofer, b'tarosh v'chsav, and b'tarosh v'alpeh as two different types of kofim. And in Perush Mishnayos, he counts it in one yesod. But either way, either is kfira. There's no substantive difference, albeit that there is a difference in terms of the presentation, but no substantive difference. So yitachen, that the same is true here, although one needs to know what the pshat is. There we suggested a pshat. Here we're just suggesting what the difference is without the pshat. The lashon of the Rambam here is, I don't know how the other translations have it, but this translation is, The last line in the Yisar Al-Kharosa is Raya sheyodua lo ha'oved v'achote lo se schar lo zeh u lahanish zeh. What do you have?
Raya yodiyas ha'lishma v'hamamre lo se schar lo zeh
u lahanish zeh. Okay, but I'll say yodiyah, right? I'll say yodiyah. What are the other translations?
Yodiyah lo hanish.
Okay. So yitachen that, and again, it's hard to understand these things. They're very, very dactistic. But yitachen, just as we very compellingly saw in the previous yisod, that the Rambam includes yediyah and hashgacha in one yisod, because yediyah entails hashgacha, and again, that's just totally muchach in the Rambam. So yitachen that in the Yad, this isn't the way he did it in the Perush Mishnayos, but yitachen that in the Yad, the Rambam also includes within the yediyah the schar v'onesh. Because even here in the Perush Mishnayos, the different translations all seem to converge. It's interesting that, again, the way the Rambam concludes is Raya sheyodu alo lase schar ulahanish. So he should have said Raya she no sen schar umanish. Now obviously, you know, just the hechatimtzu, you know, for the, you know, the police can't make the arrest and the judge can't sentence if they don't know the facts, obviously. But that doesn't need to be said. That was already said in the Yisod HaSiri. So I mean, it doesn't need to be said anyway. But that was the Yisod HaSiri. So it's clear that even here, where the Rambam is sort of giving it its own Yisod, But the Rambam's also saying, you know, that same idea that Yediyas Hashem, if Hashem knows, with a person there's a gap between what we know and what we do. We have to act in our knowledge. I mean, like Kadosh Baruch Hu, that gap doesn't exist. So the same way that gap doesn't exist, L'gabi Hashgacha, it doesn't exist, L'gabi Sacher V'Onesh either. At the end of this, we're left with the important question of, you know, sort of what accounts for the difference in presentation between the Perush HaMishnayos and the Yad. But the same way the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos says that, therefore, I'm not going to count Hashgacha and Yediyah separately, but they're really one and the same. So the Rambam in the Yad says, and therefore I'm not going to list Sacher V'Onesh separately. Sacher V'Onesh is a type of Hashgacha also. It's also a type of personalized providence. And in that sense, I think it could be, I don't know whether he explains it this way, but I think maybe the Merkavas HaMishnah says, again, you have to look to see whether he's giving this explanation, but in terms of the punchline that Sacher V'Onesh in the Yad is included within Yediyah, I think the Merkavas HaMishnah says that. Whether he says it the way we're slightly elaborating it now, I don't remember. Vayisana Shlemosa Yimasa Mashiach. Vuhu. Ha emuna vaha imus al bao. Vishaena mis acher. Im yismamea chakela. Vain kovan los man misuyum, vilo mevarinus exuvim kadei, lidrosh mehen es man bao, chachamim omrim, tafuach daitan, shamachash vekitzen. Ulaham in sheyu bo otzma. Va'ava udrisha elav kifi ma shenema olav vayidei kol novi mimosha ad malachi umisha histapek ba ohikel rosh beinyano hikrish hatorah shehivticha olav beferish parshas bilam ve'atem nitzavim umichlal yisod hazeh she'ein melech liyisrael ela mizera David. Elami David, umizera shlomo bilvad, b'chol acholek al dvar hamishpacha azos, kofa b'Hashem u'b'divrei neviyo. Okay, so there's a few things that to be understood. The first, maybe to highlight the significance of the Rambam, we'll take a look at something the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim. So if you take a look in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Malachim, HaMelech HaMashiach Pergedav, jumping around between Halacha Aleph and then Halacha Beis. HaMelech HaMashiach Osid Lamod Ulahachzeh Malchus Beis David Liyoshna HaMemshal HaRishona Ubonim Mikdash Umekabiz Nitche Yisrael V'chozun Kol HaMishpotim B'yomav Kishahoyim Mikodem Makrivin Kobanos V'osin Shmitin V'yovlos K'chol mitzvasa en ho'amura batara. B'chol mi she'enu ma'amin bo, o mi she'enu mechake libiyoso, lo b'shar ha'nevi'im b'lvad hu'kofa ala batara v'moshe rabbeinu. Sh'harei Torah he'ido alav, sh'nama v'shav Hashem alokecha eshivuscha v'richa mecha, v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, v'chulu. Im yani da chachav ikte hashamayim misham mikabetzcha Hashem alokecha umisham mikachecha veviyacha Hashem alokecha ve'elu hadvarim hamufurashim batorah him kolul and kol hadvarim shenemru al yedei kol hanaviyim. What does that line mean? Elu hadvarim hamufurashim batorah, these explicit words in the Torah, Him kolulam, they encompass kol advarim, all the things shenemru al yedei kol hanaviyim. No, they don't. How does that do that? So in Yishayahu Novi says v'yotza chote megeze Yishai v'neitzu mishorosh v'yifta. Tells us that the Melech HaMashiach is an einikol of David HaMelech. So these psukim that the Rambam just quoted from Parshas Nitzavim. Don't mention that. So what does it mean? What does the Rambam mean when he says Hadvarim ha Eila Hadvarim hamufurashim him kolim kol advarim shenema yidei kol anaviyim? What does that mean? Then what's really perplexing? Halacha Beis Af ba'arei hamiklat hu omer in Pashas Re'eh. In the parsha of Ari Miklat, so the Torah says that you'll have three Ari Miklat in Eber Yarden, and then another three Ari Miklat on the western side, in Eretz Yisrael proper, and then Ki Yarchev Hashem Elokechus Gevulcha, so then V'yasabta Lecha Od Shalosh Orim Al Hashalosh Ha'ela, says the Rambam Umei Olam Lohoya Dovah Zeh, V'lo Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Tohu. So the Rambam says that the belief is also reflected and underlies the parasha of Avi Miklat, which speaks of Kiyacha Hashem Elokecha. So what's that got to do with Melech HaMashiach? So the answer is clear. The answer is, again, just come back to you to the parish of Mishnayos. Hayesod, and again, here too, it's a perspective on the animamins. But Hayesod Hashlem Osso, Yemos HaMashiach. The Yesod Hashlem Osso isn't narrowly defined as the Melech HaMashiach. The Yisrael Hashem also is the Yemos HaMashiach, at the center of which stands the Melech HaMashiach. So absolutely the Melech HaMashiach is an integral part of the Yisrael Hashem also, but the Yisrael Hashem also is not exclusively about the Melech HaMashiach. The Yisrael Hashem also is that at the end of history, in Achrus HaYomim, V'hoyah v'Achrus HaYomim, so then the world will be perfected. It's going to be a utopian existence. The world will be perfected. Now the one who stands at the center of that and acts as a catalyst to make that happen is the Melech HaMashiach, but the Yesod is about Yemos HaMashiach. The Yesod is about that Tzkufa. And what the Rambam means, again, those what seem to be cryptic passages, when the Rambam said Ve'elu hadvarim hamefurashim in Parshas Nitzavim, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shavus Chaviricha Mecha V'shav V'kibetz Chamikol Amin V'chulu Im Yeri Dachachor B'Ktzei Hashem Oyim Misham Yikabetz Chashem Elokecha V'shav Yikachecha V'abiyacha Hashem Elokecha V'chulu Ve'elu hadvarim hamefurashim Matara Him Kolim Kol Advarim Shenem Lekal Nadiyam. Rambam, what that means is that this description of Achrus Hayomim is, again, it's describing what the Nevi'im are telling you details of. It are all details of this broad vision of Achrus Hayomim. And the reason the Rambam is quoting it, because Hagam, that he mentions the Melech HaMashiach, but the Yesod is not about the person. Again, the person is an integral part of the Yesod. A person can't adequately believe in the Yisrael Hashem also without that belief including the Melech HaMashiach. But the point is, it's not only it's not only we want Mashiach now, we want Mashiach who ushers in Yemos HaMashiach. I have to tweak it a little bit. We want Mashiach who ushers in Yemos HaMashiach. It's broader than the individual. And even the way the Rambam describes, even when he initially mentions the Melech HaMashiach, the Rambam gives us a whole list of things he's going to do. HaMelech HaMashiach Asad La'amod U'lahatzah Malchus Be'ezov L'yosh L'hamemshal L'rishon. 1. 2. Bona Mikdash. 3. Mekavit Nitzchei Yisrael. 4. Chozen Kol Mishpatim B'yom Av Chehoyim Mikodim. And what does that mean? So it means that Makriven Kobonos, Osn Shmitim V'yavos, Kachol Mitzvasan Amos Batar. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is that the Melech HaMashiach, he's going to be a catalyst, again, for the perfection of the world. He's reinstating Malchus Beis David. He's rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. He's being Mekabis Nitzchei Yisrael. He's reinstating all of Torah. So the Rambam is describing the Melech HaMashiach in terms of, it's not just sort of he's giving us, you know, a list of his credits. You know, well, what the... He's telling us who the Melech HaMashiach is in terms of the realization of the chazon of Achrus HaYomim, of a chazon of Yemos HaMashiach. And that's why the Rambam says, Shehatorah he'ido alav, meaning even though these Pesukim and Parshas Nitzavim, the Pesukim and Parshas Bala do refer to the Melech HaMashiach, the Pesukim and Parshas Nitzavim don't refer to the Melech HaMashiach. They're describing Yemos HaMashiach. But the Rambam says the Melech HaMashiach is sort of the central character of Yemos HaMashiach, and in that sense, Sheharei HaTorah He'ido Alav in Parshas Nitzavim, when the Torah describes the Yemos HaMashiach. So the two are inseparable. But Lamaisa, the Yesod is not only the Melech HaMashiach. The Yesod, again, the term Yemos HaMashiach assumes the assumes that it doesn't say Hishtalmuta Olam or something. It says Yemos HaMashiach. The phrase says both, right? The Rambam's expression Yemos HaMashiach. On the one hand, it says that the Yisod is incomplete without recognizing a Melech HaMashiach. On the other hand, it says that the Yisod is more than just the figure of the Melech HaMashiach. The Yisod is the Tkufa, is the era.
Yeah, isn't it mashma that from Rambam that when he says called the verb Shneimar Al-Yedei Nevi'im even includes the prophecies, the bad prophecies that are going to happen to Bnei Yisrael? So how are these psukim?
No, I think it means that all the descriptions that you have about, I don't know if it means Chavli Moshiach, I don't know if it means the, you know, what the Gaon Soto calls Ikvos Moshiach, which gets paraphrased as Ikvos of the Moshiach. I don't know whether he means that. I think he means, let's say, like the parak in Yeshayo, which is the Haftorah and Achron Shel Pesach. Of Yotzachot and Megeza Isha, and how everyone will come to hear the Melech HaMashiach Darshan, and Venor Elot Kol HaGoyim, and Umolo Etzdeyes Hashem, meaning all those. I don't know if it means the Gold Umogog and everything that. I don't know that it means that. I think it means sort of what the Chazon of Achros HaYomim is when it's established, as opposed to the process through which it's established. I don't know. Yeah, okay, so maybe we'll stop there.